12:08 on the clock, you tuned in to Fresh FM 102.9. P. Diddy, Jagged Edge, and Fabulous with Traded All the Part 2. Now, I did mention that I'll be having special guests in studio. Now, the See Me exhibition is going to be happening today. And joining me in studio, we have Mr. Herbert Tire Elmo, as well as Coach Mala in studio. Good afternoon, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for making time. Now, the See Me exhibition is going to be kicking off today. Now, my question is, what inspired the CB? What's the idea behind the See Me exhibition? Where did it come from and what is it about?
Well, the idea was manifested from the passion of taking pictures and Herbert being a friend of us coming over to the basketball art school, engaging with a project, taking pictures, and then we had such talented photographers with us. Mm-hmm. We decided to embark on a project, you know, and first we wanted to kind of tell a story in Katutura somehow, but it was with the shooting and the continuous remodeling of idea, mm-hmm. we finally came to See Me, which was very organic and natural as we were looking for something to, a concept to put to our project, actually.
Yeah. But the name See Me, why See Me specifically? Is there a story behind it? Mm-hmm.
I mean, the name, we were of course struggling with so much names to come up with and so on. Mm-hmm. But like you said, it was organic, so it just also came.
Yeah.
And basically, it was because of what we decided we were going to shoot. And this was these models and this was these stories.
Yeah.
And what we were trying to get out of this was people to know about the stories we are trying to say, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So to show them, so they see these stories, so they come and, you know, come find out about these stories and so on. So that's how the name came about.
Exactly. Yeah. Awesome. And diving a bit deeper into the models. Now, the models, the selection process with regards to the models, how did that look like? Was it also as organic as just figuring out the name? Did it all just fall together by itself?
It all just fell together by itself. even the selection of the models, it just happened. You know, we put out random names and we just said, And, you know, we had a few other models before,
mm-hmm.
and we shot, of course, and the ones that just stuck throughout the whole shooting process, those are the ones, you know, we said, okay, we don't have much of these ones, let's go for these ones. So that's how it also happened, you know, that some models also, you know, fell out while we were busy.
But maybe one has to say that they are all parts of the basketball artist school, so
okay.
The girls and also the boy. So it was so to speak from that group as a whole.
Yes.
And then they just eventually popped up, so to speak, as the most dedicated, most natural, and I think also most beautiful models around.
Yes. Awesome. Now you did mention the basketball artist school. Now, is within this particular exhibition and this particular concept, is the basketball sport also incorporated within this See Me concept?
Well, I think it's incorporated in a sense that the models or the photography team is from the basketball art school, but mm-hmm. basically it's the bigger picture is us expanding or doing other things beyond basketball and exploring other talents, because it's the artist's name inside, you know, so we find that we are talented beyond just sports and basketball itself, and that's what also pushes us to go into these other areas because of that.
Yes.
So we can't omit the fact that we are basketball players or basketball enthusiasts, but then also through that we have expanded into other passions around us.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. And I think the motto of the basketball artist school is education first, mm-hmm. basketball second.
Mm-hmm. Wow, okay.
And I think as you are an artist yourself, you know that self-discipline, that perseverance, and all those skills are very important to be an artist and to develop. And I guess that's also what the models are. They had to show perseverance and also lenience with us, mm-hmm. when we are trying to shoot and get something out of the scene. So I guess those skills which they also learned at the basketball artist school really were very helpful for the shooting process and for the interaction And also, I think, for the encouragement of everybody in that process to bring about something which is hopefully appreciated by those who are eventually going to the exhibition.
Exactly. And I think that's an important thing about people that do sports and the sport in itself. Is there's a character that comes with a sports player that you can't find anywhere. Now, well, let's look at the exhibition. And I'd like to know, when is it happening? And is it a tickets thing? How does one actually go there and experience this particular exhibition?
Right. The exhibition is at the project room, which is like today, and it starts at 6, and of course there's no like tickets being sold. Everybody is free and welcome to come in and see the for themselves, of course, what the exhibition is all about, and it's up running until the 24th
of June.
So I mean, like, that's where everybody would, you know.
Awesome.
30 near Rivers Street, or
the street.
The address.
Beatrice Street.
Yeah, Beatrice Street. Yes. So the project room is situated in Windhoek, opposite the best description I can always say is opposite the Namibian Police Headquarters.
Yeah.
So it's that business complex there. That's where you find the project room.
Awesome.
And on the 10th of June, we'll have a artist talk. So that will also give a great idea or perspective, and just to have an engagement with the photographers and also the concept, and you'll also get to get a good insight of the minds behind the See Me project, basically.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. And I think that's the best thing to do, you know, to chat with the people responsible for the art that's being
definitely seen.
Exactly. So that event, that's going to be the See Me exhibition happening today at the project room, kicking off at 6 o'clock. And then there's going to be some artist talks on Saturday, the 10th of June, kicking off at 11 o'clock, where you can chat with the guys, the thespians behind the exhibition. Thank you guys so much for making time to come and brief us on this fantastic event.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Awesome. Have yourselves a wonderful day. By the way, how's winter going?
Well, we're coping.
Yeah.
We're coping.
It's cold. That was the CV team right here on Fresh FM 102.9. If you'd like to do something today, make sure to be at the project room tonight. That's going to be from 6 p.m. It's going to be at the project room, and you can be part of an amazing experience. You are tuned in to Fresh FM 102.9, the heart and soul of Namibia. It is the Fresh Mid-Morning. Coming your way is some live music live from the Fresh FM studio, so do not go anywhere. Jumping back into the music, next up we have Polo G and Brennamoy. This is Want It All. By the way, you can also stream us. That is at www.freshfm.com.na. Also follow us on our social media. Be part of the family and be part of the chat. Miss nothing if you stay tuned. Want It All, Polo G, Burna Boy. Yeah. Remember when they said they don't believe you?